Maisie Media. A white woman who was accused of spitting on a black woman at a protest at the Hartford Capitol building was granted special probation, even as prosecutors continue to pursue a hate crime charge. MSN.com reported, 45-year-old Yulia Gilston was handed a special probation program known as Accelerate Rehabilitation on Wednesday. Gilston was also ordered to complete 100 hours of anti-hate education over the course of 2 years. According to the Hartford Courant, if Gilston successfully completes the program, the felony hate crime of intimidation due to bias will be dismissed. Gilston was charged after she spit on Karen Prescott, an activist and founder of Power Up Manchester. During the January 6 incident, Gilston yelled out "All Lives Matter" before spitting on Prescott. Gilston was immediately arrested and charged with breach of peace. State Attorney Sharmer Walcott later got involved and upgraded the charges to a hate crime. Prescott sat in the courtroom and disappointedly watched the proceedings. "Greater than this is the epitome of white privilege. When she attacked me and the police didn't believe me, that was white privilege. When the police held me back and she was led away, that was white privilege. The fact she was in here today and didn't even get a slap on the wrist, that is white privilege. What is she going to learn walking away from this unscathed? What the judge did today was egregious and dangerous, and it sets the tone for next time," Prescott said with tears in her eyes. Hartford Superior Court Judge Sheila M. Pratz, who sentenced Gilston, said she understood the circumstances surrounding the case was overtly political, but added that she didn't want her ruling to send any political message. Brooklyn, New York. Former Smallville actress Allison Mack found out what her fate would be for her part in what prosecutors called a sex cult. Mack was sentenced to 3 years in prison on Wednesday. Allison Mack leaving court. After Mack joined the NXIVM sex cult, she began recruiting young women to join the group slash cult that was headed by Keith Raniere, https://www.nytimes.com/2020/10/27/nyregion/NXIVM cult Keith Raniere sentence.html. Keith Raniere. "Greater than I renounce Keith Raniere and all of his teachings. I am sorry, this guilt is permanent," Mack said in between sobs and tears before sentencing on Wednesday. The Philadelphia Inquirer, https://www.inquirer.com/, reported that Mack's hands also shook as she read from a prepared statement. Mack's courtroom theatrics may have not had the desired effect on Brooklyn Federal Court Judge Nicholas Garufis. "Greater than you were a slave as well as a master. You were an essential accomplice, a willing and proactive accomplice," Garufi said of Mack before sentencing her to 3 years in prison. In 2019, Mack pleaded guilty to charges of forced labor for her role in the NXIVM group. According to court documents, Mack's rise to prominence in the organization was a quick one. At one point, Mack was one of 8 top-level masters within DOS, a secret group within the NXIVM organization, who were also known as the Vow. The group was allegedly filled with slaves and masters. Facing 17 and a half years in prison, Mack decided to cooperate with the feds and testify against Raniere in hopes of shaving some years off those 17 she was facing. Feds say Mack's assistance in helping them to obtain a guilty plea against Raniere was substantial. Raniere was sentenced to 120 years in prison back in 2020 for being the leader of the sex cult. Prosecutors say that in order to climb the ladder and become a master, slaves had to recruit more slaves. The slaves were branded with Raniere's initials in their pubic areas. Slaves were never made aware that the new brand they were sporting meant they were Raniere's slave. Mack allegedly, falsely told the women she recruited that they were joining a women's empowerment group. She even told some women that the group was like a sorority. Mack purposefully left out the part about Raniere and any mention of a sex cult, according to testimony from victims of Mack's. She then forced the new slaves to provide collateral to join the group. Collateral included things like nude photos, damaging confessions about themselves or loved ones, or anything that could basically be used against the new slaves to keep them in line. Mack also directed 2 of her slaves to have sex with Raniere. Sarah Edmondson shows the brand she received as part of a secret sorority ritual while part of the self-help group NXIVM, in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, July 27, 2017. Edmondson, who has left the group, and other former followers of Keith Raniere, the leader of the group, said they were focusing on recovering. There is no playbook for leaving a cult, Edmondson said. Ruth Fremson / The New York Times, ORG Smith, SNEET 175. Mack was not immediately taken into custody after sentencing. She was released, with a surrender date of September 29. She left the courtroom with friends and family after sentencing to her parents' home, where she will be under house arrest until her surrender. Rainier is serving his 120 years at a federal prison in Tucson, Arizona.